Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. What I would like to present this evening could be misunderstood. It is advanced information, and it can contain in it confusion. And so I'll ask my partner to go slow and use examples that I give him. There's something beautiful happening right now in this chair. It's called connection. The reason it is so controversial on this planet, this channeling, is because there are so many that say it is not possible. More than that, they say it is not proper. And it's filled with that which would be the bias of humanity against it. The fact is that my partner is connected. And we have discussed this many times about this connection. He steps aside. He literally takes that which is his consciousness and melds with mine, allowing me to use all that is him for the message, but he's not here. Long ago, he said he would not allow a takeover. And I told him that there is no takeover in the new energy. The 30 and 40 years ago, trance channels actually aged when they were in channel because they were taken over. Some of them would burn out. Because what they were doing was not a meld. It was work. It was a takeover. And now it isn't. You know who knows this specifically? Would be light workers, healers, readers. When they go into a place where they're getting the intuitive stream that tells them where to touch a person to heal them best, what to say to a person when they're giving them a reading, a medical intuitive, what to say when they see the patterning of the Merkaba. And there's a moment of silence, and then they receive through the connection. And what I want to talk about is this connection, because it's different than you think. Things are getting more sophisticated. Esoteric things are getting to the point where discernment is going to be needed at every juncture. Inside of you, dear ones, in every piece and part of your cellular structure, there is this tiny DNA molecule. When we wrote that which is the 12 layers of DNA, we spoke of this. That inside you, at some level that cannot be chemically measured, there is the belief that there is a creative source which is bigger than you. And the proof of this is in civilization. For as far back as you go, the ancients believed there was something bigger. There was some kind of a creator somewhere. There was all manner of belief, all manner of worship. But the thing they had in common was that intuitively, they knew they came from somewhere else. And so what I'm establishing is this. Inside of you, in your DNA, there is what we would call the spiritual complement that makes you understand that there was a creative source and you're part of it. This intuitive understanding is responsible for all religions on the planet. You don't have any trouble with believing it. Those who don't believe in God at all are a tiny minority. Most of the planet knows about the one God. If that isn't proof enough, there is nothing more. It is intuitive. It happens inside. And dear ones, it is starting to grow. It's starting to become more elegant in some ways and more misunderstood in others. What I mean by this is that this earth of yours and this humanity of yours is starting to shift, and it's all shifting, not just light workers, not just old souls, but with the changing of the magnetic grid of this planet, with the fact that your planet is moving into a new place, literally, the solar system is moving into a new place around the galaxy, which is filled with energies it never saw before. Some are looking at radiations that they're actually afraid of affecting the sun. All of these things are a confluence of energy that's going to change humanity. It's going to change the way you think, the way you feel. It's going to change perceptions and the biases. And all humanity is involved. Now, the old souls, the ones who have been there and done that, are the ones who understand exactly why, what is happening. You are the ones that will be their teachers as they come to you at work and play and in the family. And you're the ones. It's why you're listening to this channel. It's a task that won't be difficult if you're out of fear. But I want you to understand the connection, because there's going to be what we will call some difficulties. You have in this piece of DNA that we're talking about, in the DNA itself, there is a part that is multidimensional. Now, my partner has spoken about this. Quantum biologists know about this, that part of DNA is a little more than you think. It's been shown and proven in experiments. And I quote then from my partner when he says that the presence of DNA will change the spin of an atomic particle in a quantum field. And that tells you there is a cause and effect that's quantum. The last time we were together, I gave you a channel that said you cannot have a quantum action without a quantum source. That if you're going to have a beautiful new quantum invention, it's got to come from a quantum source. You cannot have a 3D source create a quantum effect. Now, what that boils down to in summary today is that your DNA has a quantum attribute and you can create quantum effects. The human consciousness is starting to grow up. And you're going to be able to start doing things with your consciousness, and it will startle others. And the first is the ability to youth and to cure disease in yourselves, mostly in yourselves. It starts with you first, and then it extrapolates to the others as you grow into it. But dear ones, it starts with you. Now, I just told you something. I said that this is for everyone. I also am going to mention that it is not going to be obvious what it is. It's just going to happen. When you start having better intuition and you start using better intuition, and people come up to you and say, "What are you doing? It's working," you'll have no answer. You won't say, "I did this and that." It's simply going to be there. I want to use an example, and it's a metaphor. And it's something that many of you will remember and understand. And this example is going to be about one of your favorite mammals, a whale. Whales navigate to their breeding spots and their eating spots. With magnetics. In the Wales system, there is something that you have called magnetite. It interfaces with their consciousness and in their logic and in their brains to become an intuitive direction finder. They've got a compass. And whales don't know they have a compass. They just go with the intuition. To prove this to you, I take you back 20 years. You might remember that many whales were beaching themselves on a regular basis, even some of them on this coast. And it was a concern to many. And the odd thing about it was that they would resist being saved. A whale would beach itself and then be pulled by the tail back into the open ocean and released. Cheers all around from those in the boats, only to have the whale re-beach himself. What was going on there, dear ones? We told you. The magnetic grid, that is what north and the compass points to. That grid shifted. And when it moved, the whales had no idea. They simply followed the same magnetic lines of influence they always followed to the breeding grounds and to the eating grounds. And when the magnetics moved, some of them moved so that it touched land where it never did before. And the whale simply ran into the land, whereas before, it was open ocean. This also shows how much the magnetics moved in those few years back then. It took a full generation or more for the whales to understand a new path and go around. And today, they're not beaching themselves like they did then. Now, why am I telling you this? Let's pretend for a moment that the whale has a little more intellect than you think, and that you actually might be able to interview and find out what a whale thinks, what's going on. And if you said, what is it, Mr. Whale, that allows you to navigate to these two spots, eating and breeding, all over the planet? You seem to know where you're going. And the whale would answer, I have no idea. We just do. Dear ones, if somebody asks you, how do you know there's a God? What are you going to say? I just do. It's the same. It is intrinsic. It's inbred. It's there. It's you. It's the peace of God, of the Creator, inside you. In order for you to understand this, I have to tell you, there really is a piece of the Creator in you. There isn't a remembrance. There's not a silver cord that connects you. No, it's a part of the creative energy. It's in you. That's why you feel so much like home. When you come to a place, dear ones, and I invite you to come to that place where you're connected, and the triad is working, that is the heart, the pineal, and the brain, and they're all balanced, and you are awakening to this part of your DNA. You suspend everything. You don't even age. And you know the connection is real, and that's the point where you might sit and weep with joy that you're such a connection with everything. Everything that is, you are. You are such a part of creation that you know it. You know it, and you discern it. And there are many who can go there and be there, especially in this new energy. But here's what I want to tell you. Others are feeling this connection and are starting to use it, but they have nothing to do with the creative source. I'm going to ask you a question right now. It's a rhetorical question, and you can answer it in your mind. Is a person who bends spoons spiritual? Now think for a moment. They have had to go and get the multidimensional part of their quantum DNA, pull it up into consciousness in order to target that and change physics. They can do it. It's real. So their consciousness is working at a very high level in order to affect the metal in the spoon. And over, they can do this. And people will look at them. Some will actually worship them because they've got something that obviously is from above. And here's what I want to tell you. You can do all of that and not be spiritual. You can do all of that and not be even connected. Let's get a little more personal. Here is a master healer on the planet who can start manifesting things, who can heal many, who really knows the human body, who may even do procedure of meditation before the healing session, who is very famous perhaps. This is a metaphor. I'm not talking about a person. I'm giving you a metaphor. And I want you to stop. Is the person connected? And you would say, well, they have to be connected. They have to look what they're doing. That comes from God. I want to tell you where it comes from. It comes from a new human consciousness that is starting to grow up, to have a higher efficiency, and start using that multidimensional quantum part within that can change physics, as it can see patterns and help people. And yet, they may not be connected. This is more about discernment than it ever has been before. Back to the whale. Suddenly, there may be a shift, let's say. This is a story. It's a metaphor. And you may have a whale start to become more intellectual. And that whale says, look, I've got something inside that is almost like a compass. And instead of that intrinsic, automatic going to the breeding and the eating, the whale says, let's just go east or west or northwest or northeast for a while just to see what's there, because I've got a compass and I can always get back to eating and breeding. And so the whale makes a left turn or a right turn and goes exploring. Whales never do that. They go on a track that has to do with their survival. That's what they do. That's why you can always find them in the same places. They have a compass that's automatic. But let's say some of them decided that they could do something else. Does it make the whale really any different that they now can explore with something that is inbred in them, that's made for eating and breeding? Dear ones, what is made for you inside you is a multidimensional piece of DNA that's meant to be connected to the central source using the triad. And now you know why the triad exists. We bring you this information yet again, that the complete human being, the one who is totally connected and can do all of the things that I've mentioned, but the greatest of these is love, is going to be the logical brain, the human heart, and the pineal. In a balanced way, the pineal is that which sends and receives the energy and the assistance from the quantum DNA to the creative source. Listen, if you wipe out the pineal and never use it, and you suppress the heart, you're all cerebral, but you can still use that, which is the multidimensional DNA. In this new energy, there's going to be many who are going to come forward and appear to do things that are beyond that which others can do. And they're going to do it in the guise of spirituality, and they are not connected. These are part of the new problems and puzzles and issues we told you, which start to occur in a new energy of humanity. It isn't misuse. Dear ones, it may not even be on purpose. It's simply ignorant. They don't know. They're not connected. How would they know? And where would they find out about the triad? I'll tell you something, old soul. Almost everyone in this room is connected. Because through lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, like the whale, you get the compass. Then you can go any direction you want to. You learn to use it and you're connected. And you're not doing something that you've done over and over in just one manner. Now you're branching out. You didn't just swim faster in one line. You decided to experiment, to go places you haven't done. Like the intellectual whale who realizes their power and goes exploring. Other whales may have a better feeling of getting to the feeding and the breeding faster. They can swim twice as fast as any other whale, and the other whales look at them and go, "You've got a gift, I want the gift," but they're not connected. Because they haven't figured out they've got a compass that can go anywhere yet. They just can go faster in a straight line. This may be a cryptic message to you if you don't understand or if you're not connected. But the greatest of these is love. It's supposed to come as a package. The healer who is really connected will have an exponential increase in the healing power they have when they're really connected. Someone just doing games and bending metal is just doing games and bending metal, but they can also be connected. And how do you know? But the greatest of these is love. Dear ones, any connected person will show their benevolence, their joy, and their love in their life. Beware of the frustrated, angry healer. Beware of the frustrated, angry spoonbender. If they are angry, unbalanced, upset, they're not connected. It's not that hard. But you're going to see more of this. Those who say they're channeling, and there's drama. Those who say there's channeling, and they're frustrated, and they're angry, and you can feel it in their voice. Or they're demanding when they channel. Or they tell you to do things you don't want to do when they channel. They're not connected. And then you'll say, "Well, if they're not connected, who are they channeling?" We'll let you decide that. It's often themselves, their own frustrated selves, coming out and giving you messages. But the greatest of these is love. It is not difficult. There's going to be more of them, dear ones, more channels to discern from. It's not difficult. Look for the real benevolence, the behind-the-scenes benevolence, not what they show you, but who they are. Look for them living a life that would be that which was based on love and kindness. It's not that hard. And that's what the triad produces. Old souls listening to this and in this room, there has never been a better time for you to connect. If you are featuring fear and frustration at this moment, I wonder if you've really figured it out. You're thinking too much. You're brain heavy. And we've said this before, the brain must be involved in the triad. It's a survival instrument. You got to walk around this planet and survive, but the heart and the pineal are the ones that are starting to work together with the brain to create a higher consciousness, where survival is different. Survival is now not running from the Bengal tiger. Survival now is figuring out that the greatest of these is love. That as you walk this planet, the new survival is presenting your mastery. Everywhere you walk, Gaia knows a master is walking there. And you'll say, I'm not a master, not really. Where are you getting this? Who told you that? Are you echoing something you learned from someone else or perhaps your parents? Are you thinking it's boastful for you to carry the love of God? Do you think it's ego-driven for you to carry the love of God? It isn't. I want you to stand taller knowing that you deserve this, that you can leave here and understand that your consciousness can change all things in your life, even the healing that you want, that you're in control of more than you ever were before. Don't let situations define you anymore. Let God define you. Let the peace, which is multidimensional and connected to the triad, define you. When old energy presents itself, as it often will, don't let it define you. You can shatter the old energy with a look of love. Do you hear me? With a look of love, with a benevolence and a pure heart, the old energy will run from you. It doesn't want to see you there because old energy cannot spin in drama when you're there. Did you know that? It can't. Old systems with people, humans that you know who spin in old energy, will walk the other way when you come near because you will not be part of their spin. They know it. There's a clash more than ever before between the old energy and the new energy. That's what's happening on the planet right now. You cannot have a barbaric energy when the light is starting to be turned on. They're going to run the other way. They're going to yell and scream. The old energy does not want to die. And yet its death is imminent. With the passing of the precession of the equinoxes and all the new calendars and the prophecies coming to pass, the snowball of reality is rolling down the hill toward peace on earth and a higher consciousness. And in the process, a lot of those systems which have no integrity are going to fall on their face. Because of this, it will create issues of change until there come a time when it's settled out and the old soul will be there for all of it. You're the front line for all of it. And all you have to do is be, for the greatest of these is love. I want you to feel this and claim it and know it and understand that the connection of the logical brain for survival, the pineal for the reception and transmission of beautiful messages and energy, and the heart, which controls that which is compassion and benevolence, can work together in a beautiful way to create a balanced human being who knows who they are and knows that the Creator is inside. There is no frustration when you accept the love of God. There is no sacrifice when you accept the love of God. It took 4 years to convince my partner, when he started sitting in the chair, that it was okay to channel. And everything that he threw up as an objection was the bias that he had learned in the few years that he had lived. And when he finally dropped those objections and let me in, everything changed. And he'll tell you, everything changed. I invite all of you within the sound of this voice, to let everything change. And to recognize the biases for what they are. What others told you may be real or not. Is that really going to be reality? You can just take somebody's word for it and shut the door on God. That isn't even logical. Things are shifting and changing. Just ask the whales. And that wasn't a metaphor. And so it is.